An outcast with no nose stepped forward and uncurled an ugly black whip from around his waist, with a handle shaped like a serpent. Alvin clapped his hands and the outcasts began loading the hooligans onto the deck of the Hammerhead. "Yep, you shall all be slaves. All, that is," smiled Alvin, "except for you, Stoic." Curly Horns let Stoic go, and proudly he stepped forward. "To chieftains and their descendants, we pay the ultimate sign of respect," said Alvin, with just a tiny hint of menace in his voice, "by eating them."
"But that's cannibalism," said Stoic, shocked.
I know, sighed Alvin. "It's very old-fashioned of me, but I would lose respect in front of the rest of my tribe if I dropped all the old traditions."
But,
blustered Stoic. "I shall not change my mind, whatever you say," said Alvin gently. "The thing about dinner is, it never wants to be eaten. I mean, you eat pork, don't you, Stoic?"
"Well, yes," admitted Stoic.
"There you are, then," said Alvin. "No pig is ever going to volunteer to be supper. And thinking of volunteers..." Something seemed to be amusing Alvin. He giggled delightedly. "I mentioned that it would not only be Stoic who would receive this, honour," said Alvin, "but also his descendants. I know there has been some sort of argument about this recently. The question is," continued Alvin, struggling to keep a straight face, "who is the heir to Stoic the Vast? Could they put up their hand, please?" Strangely enough, Snotlout did not put up his hand at this point. Instead, he tried to hide behind Dog's Breath the Durbrain, staring very hard at his bronze-tipped sandals as if he hadn't quite heard the question. Hiccup sighed. He stood right up on the bench so that everyone could see him. "I," said Hiccup, "I am the heir to Stoic the Vast." Stoic smiled a big, proud smile. For all their manners, the outcasts whispered a great deal at that. Hiccup didn't have to speak outcastese to know that they were saying things like, "That skinny prawn is the heir to the hairy hooligans." Two gigantic outcasts lifted Hiccup from the bench and set him down next to Stoic the Vast. Alvin held up the storm blade. The sword was now just an extension of his arm, like the horn of a narwhal is an extension of its nose. "It looks as if it's always been there, doesn't it?" said Alvin. The daylight played across the bolt of lightning motif. Alvin drew a finger across the blade ever so lightly, and blood instantly dropped onto the deck. "Nice and sharp. This won't take a second," promised Alvin, stepping towards Hiccup.